This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
So for this month's JodBite, I'm joined by Mike Anderson, who's the Site Manager and Safety Officer here at Jodrell Bank Observatory. Mike, is there much to manage and much safety to officiate out here?
Well, people actually misunderstand how much work's involved with running a site. Not just this site, also the outstations that go along with the e-merling network. So my job involves managing the maintenance and the contractors that come onto site, and that can range from the front gate barriers, the landscaping, to the annual painting of the buildings, the fabric of each building, bearing in mind that some of the buildings are listed structures. For example, the tunnel that's attached to the Lovell is a part of a listed.
Right, it's the tunnel that goes under from the observatory to the...
That's right. Now that tunnel's 130 metres long, and we have done maintenance on that to stop water ingress so that it doesn't collapse.
Right.
Other items that we get involved with is the safety of the workshops, obviously the equipment, the number of engineers, RF technicians, telescope engineers and electricians. We have to look after their workshops, their welfare as well as the security team that come on at night. And also the training of those engineers as well on an annual basis.
There's a lot of things that go on that are sort of unusual kind of safety hazards, like anything to do with the Lovell telescope is a bit unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, there's lots of unusual safety hazards, not just with the Lovell, it's the working at height aspect of a lot of the work that we do, and the amount of constant training that the guys have to have, an annual refresher on abseiling with a casualty and cutting people off ropes and things, which is a great course to do that we do every year. It's always good to find somebody you're not so friendly with to cut them off and watch their face as they drop a metre below you. So it's good fun, some of it. But there's also the equipment side of things. We've got to keep on top of the maintenance of the cherry pickers and the telehandler lifts and things that we have as well, in addition to the lifts on the Lovell.
Yeah, so there's actually a cherry picker up there right now.
There is. We've had a fracture at the bottom of the telescope below the old bowl surface where a piece of structure actually snapped off. And it was hanging there in the balance, as it were. So last week I ordered, on Thursday afternoon, a 50-metre cherry picker, which will allow easy access for our guys to go straight up there and effect the repair of that. And it's twofold, really. The first part of that is to take out the old rivets and bolts on a bracket, 90-degree bracket section, and replace that with a correct type of bracket. And also conduct some other investigations to whether there are any other fractures, of which we found a crack in one of the sections,
right,
which has subsequently been welded up using a manual metal arc welder. Obviously, prior to that work being carried out, we've got to ensure we've got all the correct risk assessments and methods in place and ensure that everybody's happy with the work and the procedure and process that we're going to use.
And were those rivets, were they original?
Yeah, they're the original, and we thought it was quite interesting that four out of the eight fixings were rivets and four were bolts, and it actually turns out that that beam was bolted in as opposed to being riveted, as all or the majority of the others are, to allow you to take it out to get to the beams further up,
right,
to get lifting equipment in when it was made.
Oh,
so it's quite interesting. We thought it might have been taken out previously,
yeah,
but it's not. It's actually a design feature.
For anyone that doesn't know, that's about 55 to 60 years ago now that they were built.
That's correct, yeah.
55 years ago it was completed.
Yeah. So the working height we were at to effect this particular repair, the base of the platform was around the 41-metre mark. The cherry picker we've actually arrived with is a 70 metre that actually runs up to 229 feet, which is a substantial piece of machinery.
That is. So when then people go off-site as well, we obviously control a number of other telescopes here from Jodrell Bank that are elsewhere in the country. Do you have to oversee the safety of those sites as well?
Yeah, we've got a lot of, obviously, fire extinguishers and things at outstations. We do an annual safety inspection at these outstations also. And what's quite interesting is that from these inspections, when you ride up the risk assessments for various general maintenance work, maintenance is split into weekly jobs, 3-monthly, 6-monthly and 12-monthly jobs. And when we've recently reviewed all of these, it's become apparent that we perhaps need to move the locations of some state safety stops, emergency stops for various items, and maybe change some of the short ladders to steps to make it actually easier to work, and adjust the way that we lift receivers into place at the vertex cabin, for example.
Do people go up and take the receivers, or are they all manually lift into place by machinery?
Yeah, they're lifting into place by what we call the vertex winch, and then you're not trying to climb a ladder with a substantial piece of equipment. Quite a lot of these receivers are around the 30-kilogram mark, so that's slightly too heavy, really, for your average person, certainly whilst you're trying to climb a short vertical ladder, whilst it's only 5 feet tall, it's not the easiest object to move around with.
No. So on the site here, one of the things that's coming up this summer is the concerts that are going to happen. We had one last year, and this year we've got two. How do you cope with all those people? Because I imagine there's never been 10,000 people on this spot, ever.
I don't think there's ever been 10,000. We're in the process of putting together a plan of how to manage that. Certainly last year, when the Flaming Lips were here, you can see it on YouTube if anybody's actually interested. It was a fantastic night where we had 5,000 people and had to move parts of Discovery Centre equipment to fit the staging. You've got to ensure, obviously, you've got easy access on the road side of things with the local councils, make sure you've got adequate access and egress from the site, and also crowd control, which is a major part of it. I mean, there's a substantial amount of fencing went up, but we worked very closely with a company called Ear to the Ground that managed the actual running of the event with the catering and things like that. So we liaised with them directly all through the evening, and we had staff actually on the telescope to make sure there was nobody interfering with any of the actual astronomical equipment or any of the cabling or anything like that. So it turns into a big event.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge for this. I mean, it takes your job description to another level, really. Did the telescope actually operate during the concerts?
Yeah, it operated during the concerts. We had a radio communication from the stage to the main control room, and he actually turned the telescope round, and we projected pictures of Bernard Lovell, video footage of him talking. And it was a spectacular feat of lighting and engineering, even just the scaffolding tower they used to project that from to get the right size of picture for the 76-metre diameter.
Yeah,
bulb.
That's a really hefty projection, isn't it? 76 metres.
I mean, it's quite interesting. To light the structure alone is quite a feat. You need, 11 kilowatts of lighting, for example. And we had that when we had the Stargazing Live earlier on in the year with Dara O'Brien and Brian Cox. That was another massive production. People don't realise that just for that short hour programme each night, you've got around 80 staff that descend upon the site with catering and separate toilets, and you've got to sort out the drainage, and, it's a big scheme.
So did you meet any of the presenters?
Yeah, we've met all of them. It's a bit surreal, really, because you get used to sitting next to them, having your dinner, and they just become like friends over a period of time. And because it was the second year as well, everybody was a little bit more relaxed because we knew each other and they knew what to expect.
Fantastic. All right, well, thank you very much for the interview.
Thanks, Mark.